John S. Doyle is here now with the papers.
When this awful situation lands on your doorstep, then you know these are not just numbers. There is a face, there is a heart, there is a personality, there is an individual. Those, says the Irish Examiner in its lead story, were the words of Cashel Parish priest Father Enda Brady, as he urged people to remember the 127 victims behind the road death statistics that have dominated the headlines this year. He was speaking at the joint funeral yesterday of Tom Riley, aged 3, and his grandparents Thomas and Bridget, victims of a crash at Cashel, County Tipperary, last Tuesday. John Gilligan, who goes on trial in Spain today on drugs and weapons charges, is the main story for the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Star. The Sun describes him as an OAP crim. The Star has what it calls an exclusive extract from a new book about his life. The book is a series of taped interviews with the journalist Jason O'Toole, in which Gilligan says, among other things, that he's glad the gunman who killed Martin Cahill, known as the General, has never been caught. The Kinahan drugs gang has moved into franchising, according to the Irish Times lead story. The paper reports that Gardaí believe Kinahan has taken a stake in major drug deals being conducted by domestic crime gangs in exchange for assisting them to import large consignments of narcotics into the Republic. The Irish Independent has been analysing class sizes in more than 3,000 primary schools and found that school children in parts of rural Ireland were twice as likely to be placed in overcrowded classes at primary level last year compared with pupils attending national schools in Dublin. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the state plans to kick-start apartment building, which is seen within government as being the missing link to supplying the level of homes needed to meet demand. And a suite of tax measures as incentives to apartment living is being prepared, Craig Hughes writes. The Irish News reports that Stormont's deepening financial crisis has led to calls from the SDLP for the Irish government to play a role in settling Northern Ireland's budget. Other signs of change are reported in the Belfast Telegraph's lead story. It's taken from an interview with a founding member of the DUP, a former special advisor to Nigel Dodds, and a respected figure in the Independent Orange Order. He is Wallace Thompson, described by the paper as a staunch Paisleyite. Mr. Thompson told the paper that there's an inevitability in my mind that we are moving towards some form of New Ireland. And he said unionism is closing our eyes and pretending there is no problem. He said, do you accept that demographic change is such that we have to run to the walls and again shut the gate? Or do we recognise that we can't keep doing this?